Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. Welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, You Are Not Your Things. Epictetus once said, you can't lose what you don't own. You cannot really lose anything because you don't own anything in the first place. Not the stuff you have, nor your spouse, nor your property. They are given to you for temporary keep. So never say, I have lost something. You just returned it. Your spouse died, he or she was returned. You have lost your property, you returned it. What if a thief stole your things? What does it matter to you who took what doesn't really belong to you? Think of all the things you have as things entrusted to you, and you are free to enjoy them for a while. So what Epictetus is trying to teach us here is that we need to be careful about attaching our happiness to things outside of ourselves, because they are all things that we can lose. And if we have our identity or our happiness wrapped up into something outside of ourselves, say, for example, if we loved our car or we had a particular house that we were really attached to, if you lost those things, if your car was in an accident and was totaled, or if your house burned down, if your happiness was so tied up in those things and your sense of identity was so tied up in that and you lost those things, you would lose a good portion of yourself. Your happiness would be disturbed. The Buddhists also have a teaching that suffering is caused by attachment. And what they mean by that is attachment to things outside of ourselves. So if we follow the Buddhists and we follow the Stoics, then we can understand that true happiness comes from valuing the things that we have control over, valuing our inner happiness and our inner peace. So I want you to think about your things. Are there things that you are so wrapped up with that if you lost them, you would feel a great sense of loss? That you would feel like you lost a part of yourself? And maybe rethink how you approach these things. And maybe just think of them as things being on loan. Now, you should enjoy them as much as you can while you have them. But once they're gone, let them go and be okay with the fact that you were just borrowing them for a while. And that's the Stoic meditation for today.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.